Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say thank you to you for yet another day in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for all the battles, known and unknown, that you have been fighting for us and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit today's meeting into your holy hands and pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively. That at the end of the day, Lord, each one of us, Lord, shall be blessed, and your name and only your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, it gives me great joy once again to welcome you to this edition of Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be speaking with you on what I titled, Those Who Will Provoke Help from God. Those that will provoke help from the Almighty God. And I'm taking my text from the book of Isaiah chapter 41, reading from verse 10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and shall perish." May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, our God is promising us this day that indeed you should not fear, that He will help you. He said, "Fear not, for I am with you." He said, "Be not be dismayed." Is there anything that is making you to be dismayed? Are you frustrated? Are you disillusioned? Brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you today. The Almighty God is saying, "Look, I'm going to help you. I will help you." And indeed, the Almighty God will help you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But who are those that God is going to help? The first set of people that God is going to help, if you go back to that Isaiah 41, I read from verse 9, say, "If you whom I took from the ends of the earth and walked from the farthest corner, saying to you, you are my servant, I have chosen you and not cast you off." Are you His servant? God is talking here to those who are His servants, those who are doing His work. Those are the ones that the Lord is saying, "Look, I am ready to help you." So, brothers and sisters, the Bible tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, say, "All those who are wise shall shine like brightness of the sky, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Are you turning people to Christ? Are you witnessing? If you are witnessing, then you can be guaranteed that God is going to help you. When you call unto Him in the time of trouble, the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's ready to answer you. He tells us in the book of Psalm 34, verse 17, "See, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivered them from all their troubles." The Almighty God will deliver you from all your troubles in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because He is your God, He has promised to do so, and indeed He will do so in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another set of people that God help are those who are humble. He tells us in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. He said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. The Almighty God will hear from heaven. He will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. He will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Brothers and sisters, humility is critical for you to receive that help from the Almighty God. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and the Almighty God will be willing to work mightily on your behalf. He tells us in Luke chapter 14, Luke 14 verse 11, say, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to help you, but you need to humble yourself. And how do you also humble yourself? You humble yourself in the place of prayer, in the place of prayer. Brothers and sisters, for you to be able to pray at all, it's a testimony that you trust in Him. You have humbled yourself. Those who are not humble cannot pray. They cannot pray because they will think they can do it of their own, whereas that is not possible. The Bible tells us in the book of Matthew chapter 11, Matthew 11, reading from verse 28, our Lord Jesus Christ speaking there, He said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So you come to Him in the place of prayer, and as you speak to Him, the Almighty God, He will answer your prayers. He will not turn His back to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Brothers and sisters, humble yourself, seek the face of God in the place of prayer, and the Almighty God will answer you. He will deliver you from those challenges. He tells us in the book of Psalm 50, verse 15, he says, and call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Brothers and sisters, He is ready to deliver you, but you have to call unto Him. You have to call unto this God. And as you do so, the Almighty God, He will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another set of people that God will help is those who demonstrate their faith in Him, who are ready to take that step of faith. They are required to do, you know, God will not do your own side of the bargain. The Bible tells us in the book of James chapter 2, reading from verse 17 to 20. It says, so also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even demons believe and shudder. You want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless. So brothers and sisters, faith apart from works is useless. God is ready to help you, but there are things that you have to do yourself. God will not do those things for you. And Lord, I pray that the Almighty God will continue to strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus. And you will do that which you are required to do in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you seek His face, the Almighty God will answer you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also the fact of the case is that you have to be the doer of the word of God. Are you doing His work? The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs chapter 4, reading from verse 1. He said, hear, O son, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you gain insight. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. Brothers and sisters, are you forsaking the teaching of God? If you need the help of God, then you cannot afford to forsake His word. You have to live by the word of God. because the word of God is life, is life. The word of God is life is when you follow his word, that the Almighty God, because he said none of his word will return void unto him without fulfilling that we sent to do. So you just have to follow the word of God, and as you do so, the Almighty God will move mightily on your behalf in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing is that we have to be focused on Christ. Focus on Christ. Do not be distracted by your challenges. Do not be distracted by people around you. You can see an example of somebody who was focused on Christ in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10, from verse 46 to 52. That was the story of Bartimaeus. He heard that Jesus was passing by, and he was focused on him. He cried unto Jesus, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." People tried to distract him. They told him to keep quiet. He refused to keep quiet. He kept calling unto Jesus until the Bible tells us in verse 49. And the Bible says, and Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." At the end of the day, he got his miracle. He got his miracle. Why? He was focused on Jesus. He refused to be distracted. He focused on Jesus. He cried unto Jesus. He heard Jesus was passing by, and he did not allow himself to miss that opportunity. May you not miss that opportunity that you have been waiting for all these days in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he's ready to perform his wonders in your life, but you have to be focused on him. And God will grant you the grace to remain focused on our Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Another thing, brothers and sisters, for God to help you, you cannot continue to live in sin. You cannot continue to live in sin. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 6, verse 1, say, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2 says, by no means. How can we who die to sin still live in it? Brothers and sisters, you have to shun sin. You have to shun sin. Those things that are not acceptable to the Almighty God, do away with them and see God move on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, you have to embrace this God. And finally, you have to seek God with all your heart. You have to seek God with all your heart. I want you to know that God cannot be deceived. You can deceive your pastor, you can deceive your children, your spouses, people in the church, but you can't deceive God. Bible tells us in Galatians 6 verse 7, say, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. God is no more. For whatever one sows, that he also reap. So brothers and sisters, do not deceive yourself, thinking that you can deceive God. No, God knows those who are his. God knows those who are calling unto him with their true heart. Why don't you join them? Why don't you join them and stop doing this one leg in, one leg out? Embrace Jesus with all your heart, and he will help you. So you are hearing me this day. If probably you want to rededicate your life, why don't you do so now? Because you cannot deceive him. And if you have not given your life at all to Jesus, why don't you do so now too? This evening may be too late. Tomorrow may be too late. Do it now. So as you are hearing me right now, I want you to just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. And it is you I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, grant me the strength never to go back to a sinful life, but to remain connected to you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children that have given their lives unto you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their sins in the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard this message today, the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Almighty God will help you. Whenever you call unto him, he will help you. He will make way for you where there are no way. He will fight your battles in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.